I'm a pretty simple guy, really. I love skiing. I grew up in Colorado. I like to travel sometimes, but I'm kind of a homebody. I fix airplanes and I like to play music. That's really all I got, you know? And that's enough for me for the most part.
For those of you who love watching social media videos about aviation...
Or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right. Fair point. Well, you may recognize that voice.
Talk about a guy that might not need an introduction, but just in case, that's Max, also known as Airplane Facts with Max, and he's our guest.
We are your hosts. I'm Lucy Jabor.
And I'm Steve O'Baggins, also known as Steve Custer, and this is The Air Up There.
This is your captain speaking.
The feeling I get when I'm flying is just...
You get an adrenaline rush.
Seeing something fly is awesome.
It's incredible to be able to fly.
Flying airplanes is all I've ever wanted to do.
I get so excited about...
Aviation, aeronautics, space...
Engineering and tech.
Like stargazing and just wondering what it would be like to be up there.
I just fell in love with it.
Stick with your passion and pursue it.
Just know you can do it.
There is not a room, there is not a cockpit, there is not a place that you don't belong.
There's certainly a place for everybody in aerospace.
If you're looking for a well-paying career with lots of opportunities, check out the FAA Certificated Aviation Maintenance Technician route.
It's hands-on work and an invaluable role that helps ensure aircraft are operating safely.
It's also a highly transferable and in-demand skill that would open the door for you to work in a broad range of industries, just like today's guest.
I was gracious to have a friend a couple months ago pass along your Instagram to me. When did you kind of come up with the idea to start doing that?
Yeah, it's not a very happy story, but I started making the videos just on my personal Instagram stories, basically. It was a couple months after my wife had passed away, and I was just needed to kind of distract myself. And so I was out on the ramp waiting for the rest of my crew to show up, and I just made a video where I was like, this is a break, and it helps the airplane go a little bit slower. It makes it stop, and people are like, this is really funny. You're like the clear eyes guy. And and then I made another story that was about the tire, which was the first one I ever posted on TikTok, where I said it's different than a tire on your car just because it's on an airplane. And that one kind of popped off. And so I started making videos. And then 2 or 3 months after I started making the videos, I was reading Lord of the Rings again. I was rereading it. I was like, what if I could make an airplane fact about Lord of the Rings? I was like, how would I do that, though? Airplanes and Lord of the Rings don't have anything in common. But they do have a lot of differences. And then I thought about the fan blades and Aragorn's sword.
That was the first video I saw was the fan blades.
And that was my first Lord of the Rings video. And then I was like, oh, this is fun. I look at an airplane, I'm like, what's Lord of the Rings on here? Because there's not much.
I love that lens at which you can look at an airplane and think, what's Lord of the Rings about this?
Yeah. You know, it was even more surprising because I was like, why is Lord of the Rings and airplanes like the key to social media success, apparently? The trifecta, you know, it's Lord of the Rings, airplanes, and metal t-shirts that I never would have thought.
But now we know the formula. Thank you, Matt.
But now we know that, yeah, you can take it and try it yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know that was a bit personal to share, too. So thank you. You know, obviously.
Yeah, but it is. That's how it started, though, you know. And so it's been a very unexpected journey.
So do you have like an airplane fact that kind of stands out as like one of your favorite ones that you've put up?
Yeah, I think my favorite one, it might be the fan blade one. I think that one was fun to do because it was the first one. But my most popular one I thought was when I filmed it, I was like, this one's not, nobody's going to watch this one. And then that one took off. It's the one about the 787 window fading, you know, because they darken electronically. And I talk about how it's different than when after Frodo got stabbed on Weathertop. And that one just took off. And I was like, it's stupid. Nobody's going to like that one, but I'll post it anyways.
Well, hey, I know we're talking about, you know, you and starting Airplane Facts with Max. But, you know, for you out there listening, can I ask you, Max, what do you do for a living?
So I'm an aircraft mechanic. I have my airframe and power plant certificate, and I just fix airplanes.
How did you get into that line of work? Was that something you always wanted to do, or was this something that, you know, fell into your lap one day, like the One Ring, and you decided to run with it and save us all?
My uncle didn't gift me anything to make this happen, like Frodo, but I was actually working as a bartender at the time in my early 20s, and my first child was born. And I was like, man, I need to do something different. And I had some friends that had gone to tech school to get their A&Ps. And one of them was going, and he's like, you should come be an aircraft mechanic. And he's like, that sounds cool. That sounds really cool, actually, because I could do that. I like more hands-on stuff. I've always liked fixing stuff and working with my dad on stuff. And I thought fixing airplanes sounded cool. And it is. It's fun.
Can confirm. And you make it cool, especially.
What do you like about your line of work? I mean, is it the hands-on thing? You kind of said that, but was there anything else that kind of stood out to you about it?
Well, airplanes are cool. I've always liked airplanes. Seeing something fly is awesome. Getting to work on something that flies is awesome. I like that every day can be pretty different. You don't necessarily know what your job's going to be for that day or that week or that airplane. To me, it's really rewarding when you're done and you get to see your airplane fly away.
Oh, man, that's cool.
That is.
Yeah.
That was actually going to dovetail into part of some of my next questions, which were like, do you work on specific parts of a plane or generally all of it? You know, as I watch your videos, Max, I already believe like this man is a shipwright. He can build everything on this ship.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm a general mechanic. Most AMPs, they do everything. You're licensed to work on the whole plane. You know, some people specialize in some things. There's things that I like doing more than others. I've done several landing gear changes this year, and I actually really enjoy that. Some people don't. It can be a little greasy, a little dirty, but I do like that. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting.
Well, like a Dunedain Ranger, you are not afraid to get your hands dirty.
No, yeah.
With landing gear, sounds like maybe this year has had a penchant for doing that, but is that a favorite thing for you to work on an airplane, or do you have a very specific part that, you know, I guess if you hear that repair is coming, do you say, I want to do that?
Yeah, when I know that we have a plane coming in that's slated for a landing gear change, I'm happy to be on the crew. I'm like, let me at it. Put me in, coach.
Awesome.
It's kind of weird when the first time you see an airplane without any landing gear, you're like, huh. You know, it's just up on jacks and you're like, that's crazy.
Do you have like a favorite aircraft that you to work on, kind of similar to the what we just talked about? But
people think I'm crazy when I say this. I think I'm joking, but I'm not. It's the Q400. I love that airplane.
Can you explain to people who aren't familiar with what Q400 means, basically, like what makes that aircraft special to you, or what, like, can you describe it?
Well, it's the first airplane I ever worked on at my first job, and I love turboprops, you know, big propellers, and we'd be changing the blades, and they can be kind of hard to work on. A lot of people didn't like them, but it was just such a great airplane to learn on. It had these big Pratt & Whitney 150 engines and big propellers, and it could take off like crazy. It was awesome.
So you come off as a really good teacher in your videos. I mean, do you, as part of your role, instruct or train like other people on the job? Is that kind of built into what you do?
It's definitely not a job title that I have, but sometimes, you know, you'll have done a job several times and you understand that system, and you'll get paired with somebody that is maybe newer to the floor, and you kind of can teach them things as you're working through the job. So it's kind of natural. You know, you're always learning in this career, which is another thing I love about aviation maintenance, is you're always learning new things, you're always learning new systems. I do enjoy helping other people.
You're speaking music to my ears, hearing that, you know, not every day is routine either. So it does sound like that's
an
exciting job all the way around the board. And, you know, maybe I'm trying to figure out the angle here on how we can light the beacons to get more aircraft mechanics giving aid to Max. What kind of advice would you give to those that are looking to become an aircraft mechanic?
I think there's, you know, Part 147 schools most places around the country, and it's not a too long of a program. For me, it was just going to school for, you know, 18 months roughly, and there's a high demand for aircraft mechanics. A lot of places need them. A lot of the people that I work with are getting kind of closer towards retirement too, and so that's actually a pretty good time, I think, to be getting into the field, because there's going to be a lot more opportunity in the next couple of years.
That's great to hear. And to our listener out there, you know, that's an appetizing opportunity. And then it sounds like a great school to go to and a cool job to come out the other side with.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't think about the trades. When you go to school, you don't hear about the trades.
Okay.
There's been people that I've told I'm an aircraft mechanic, and they're like, I didn't even realize that was a job. And you're like, it is. You got to fix them. And they're like, I didn't think airplanes could break. And you're like, oh, they do. Yeah. You know, but I think there's a lot of kids out there that probably don't recognize that it is a job that they could even go into.
Yeah.
One thing I did notice with my page is that there's a lot, I get a lot of people asking me, how could I do this? This is cool. And I've told some people, given some people some advice, and I've had them message me back a couple months later where they're like, hey man, I'm starting at this school next month. I'm real excited. Or I get a lot of people that are in school and they ask me advice about what they should do after school, when they get out, where they should go work. And, you know, it's such a big industry. There's so many niches out there.
That's awesome that you've kind of become sort of an accidental recruiter, right, for the industry. We need people like you, Max, obviously. I mean, we are kind of in this area where there's a real shortage happening. And
right.
Awareness is half the battle, really. People just don't know.
And, you know, it's for the most part, pretty well paying. I get compensated real well. And so I have no complaints, really. I mean, the schedules in aviation, that's one of the things that is hard, is the schedules can be kind of tough when you're running a 365, you know, 24/7 operation. It doesn't stop, you know, airplanes got to fly.
Yeah.
But it's also rewarding in that same way.
Well, safety is the FAA's North Star, or our even star in this case. And
of course, right.
Yeah.
And that's hammered into everything that we do. It's a very safety conscious industry.
Yep.
And that's another thing that I do enjoy. Safety and technical references, technical data, it's all at the tip top of everything. I like that. I like not having a big margin for error. It's a safety forward industry, and I like that. Both in terms of, you know, transportation safety, safety of the equipment, and safety of the people and the workers. You know, where I work, I'm pretty lucky enough that we have a good safety culture. And if something's not right, you can just stop the whole operation. That's been my experience everywhere that I've worked.
That's really powerful to hear. Those people on the ground are the ones who are seeing what's going on. And so to be listened to, I think, is a huge part of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Max, we like really enjoyed talking to you and having you on. We're so glad that you were able to make some time and, you know, play ball with us and help to kind of spread some information about aircraft mechanic careers.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Looking for a well-paying aviation career that doesn't involve sitting behind a desk or in a cockpit? Learn how to become an aviation mechanic.
FAA Certificated Aviation Maintenance Technicians, or AMTs, are the foundation for the safety and efficiency of aviation. Plus, you can be marketable in just 2 years. AMT schools offer 2-year programs that will give you hands-on experience and result in highly transferable skills that can be used in a broad range of industries. You could even specialize in avionics, balloons and airships, rotorcraft, and drones. If this sounds good to you, go to faa.gov/mechanics and check out programs at the AMT schools in your local community. You can do it.
Thanks for listening. For more information about today's guest, check out faa.gov/podcast. Subscribe, like, follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. Coming up next week, we're talking about historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs.
There's a lot of diversity on the campus, so there's a lot of people you can relate with, people you can connect with.
And then also being around people who look like me, but were also more successful.
Just the culture and the diversity.
The people, the energy.
And we'll be highlighting Hampton University's air traffic control program.
Aviation is magic. You know, you got big old, you know, things in the air that shouldn't be flying. It's rewarding, and it's exciting as well.